welcome. This is God Is In This, the podcast ministry of Bethany First Church, United Church of Christ in Bethany, Connecticut. For more than 270 years, our congregation has gathered in covenant to worship, grow, and serve, grounded in faith and open to the Spirit's movement in our time. As an open and affirming church, we believe every person is created in the image of God and fully welcomed here. Across every race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, ability, and background. Each episode features a Sunday sermon from our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan Paradis, or from a guest preacher. A message rooted in Scripture, shaped by justice and alive to the questions of today. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting to work, folding laundry, or simply pausing for a breath, we're grateful you've chosen to spend this time with us. Here at Bethany First Church, we believe God shows up, not only in the sanctuary, but in the struggle, in the doubt, in the joy, and in the everyday. So wherever you are, and however you're listening, welcome. This is God Is In This.
God of covenants, promises, and presence, as we hear your word today, open our hearts to remember your mercy, open our minds to receive your truth, and our lives to reflect your covenant of welcome and grace. Amen. Beloved children of God, the story of Noah and the flood, it's not just a children's tale. It's a story of heartbreak and divine grief. A story that begins with a world overwhelmed by violence and ends with a promise stretched across the sky. Genesis tells us that the earth had become corrupt and full of violence, and it grieved God's heart. That's a powerful image. God not enraged, but heartbroken. The flood is not a divine tantrum. It's the consequences of a creation unraveling from its intended purposes. And in the middle of it, Noah is told to build an ark, not as an escape plan, but as a vessel of preservation. But the most important part of the story is what happens next. When the waters recede, when life begins again, when God makes a covenant, not just any covenant, a covenant unlike any other in Scripture. After the storm, after the ark, after the waiting, comes a rainbow. And there's something often missed here. The rainbow is not a promise made to Noah. It's not a deal struck with humanity. It's a covenant made by God to God's own self. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant. Genesis 9:16. It is as if God, looking at the storm's devastation, chose to hang up the weapon, literally the bow across the sky. The rainbow becomes a sign of God's own promise, not to repeat the destruction, not to act in that way. It is God's visible, self-binding commitment to mercy. And we're not the covenant partners here. We are the witnesses, and yet, as the witnesses, we are also stewards of that promise. The ancient rainbow has traveled far through history. It has become the universal sign of hope and peace, a symbol people cling to in the aftermath of pain. And in our time, it has also become a sign of safety and belonging, especially for the LGBTQ+ community. If you know anything about history, specifically church history, the church has failed this community. The church, harmed with theology, suppressed their likeness and image of God in actions, literally killing people in this community, and propagating harmful theology to deny the divinity of God in them. The church, as some of you know, even from your own family dynamics, has not been a safe place for these children of God. At Bethany First Church, when we fly the rainbow flag, we're not being political, we are being covenantal. We're saying the sign still speaks. We're saying the God who promised never to destroy is still remembering. We are saying this church is not a place of harm, but a place of safety and life for all of God's creation. We're saying we too make covenants of mercy and welcome, and we live into it. In 2015, we officially, unanimously declared ourselves an open and affirming congregation. I was not there, but I've been around churches a long time. I know some people abstained from voting or just didn't show up to church that day to avoid voting, but that's between them and God. But for those that voted and affirmed as a congregation, not as an act of pride, but as an act of faith, not to show off our righteousness, but to reflect God's radical grace, all people are welcomed by grace, and thus we welcome all people. And that's our covenant. And it mirrors the one in Genesis, not based on conditions, but commitment, not selective, but expansive, not temporary, but enduring. And as Pride Month comes to a close, we remember, for us, the rainbow is not seasonal. It's sacred. It's not a marketing trend. It's a theological truth. The rainbow doesn't belong to any one movement. It belongs to God. And God placed it in the sky, not to make us feel better, but to remind God's self to choose mercy over wrath. That is this congregation. It is choosing to give life, not death. So yes, we claim the rainbow as our open and affirming symbol, but we do so with reverence, knowing that the God who remembers is calling us to remember too. We remember those who have been excluded. We remember the stories erased by fear. We remember the lives lost to rejection and silence. And we remember our call to be a community where love is louder than hate, where belonging is never in question, and where covenant means something. The flags in our building mean something. The rainbow means something. Our members wear rainbow lanyards on their name tags to remember. It's a small thing. Simple, nylon, bright in color. But it says to marginalized communities who see this, especially the ones who feel unsure or afraid, those that have been harmed by the church, you are safe with me. That lanyard is like a sacrament. It turns the rainbow into action. It makes a covenant visible. That's what we're called to do. Not just affirm with our words, but embody with our lives. To wear the rainbow, not only as a sign, but as our relationship, our practice, and our faith. And friends, the world still floods. There are still storms, personal, political, spiritual. There are floods of violence, fear, exclusion. But God is still in this. God is in the storm, not causing it, but remembering us through it. God is in the rainbow, not as a decoration, but as a covenant. God is in our welcome, not as a slogan, but as a sacred act. So let us be the church that holds the promise, that keeps the covenant, that lives as if the bow in the clouds still bends with grace. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany First Church. If you're nearby, we'd love to welcome you in person. Worship is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. right here at 511 Amity Road in Bethany, Connecticut. To learn more about our ministries, upcoming events, or ways to support our mission, visit bethanyfirstchurch.org or follow us on social media at Bethany First Church. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope something in this message stays with you. Until next time, may you walk with courage, live with compassion, and always remember, God is in this.